Chapter 10. Now while Ezra was praying and making confession, weeping and prostrating himself before the house of God, a very large assembly, men, women, and children, gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said to Ezra, "We have been unfaithful to our God, and have married foreign women from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope for Israel in spite of this. So now let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and their children according to the counsel of my Lord and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility, but we will be with you. Be courageous and act." Then Ezra rose and made the leading priests, the Levites, and all Israel take oath that they would do according to this proposal. So they took the oath. Then Ezra rose from before the house of God, and went into the chamber of Jehoiachin, the son of Eliashib. Although he went there, he did not eat bread nor drink water, for he was mourning over the unfaithfulness of the exiles. And they made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the exiles that they should assemble at Jerusalem, and that whoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the leaders and the elders, all his possessions should be forfeited, and he himself excluded from the assembly of the exiles. So all the men of Judah and Benjamin assembled at Jerusalem within the 3 days. It was the 9th month on the 20th of the month, and all the people sat in the open square before the house of God, trembling because of this matter and the heavy rain. Then Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have been unfaithful, and have married foreign wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. Now therefore, make confession to the Lord God of your fathers, and do his will, and separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the foreign wives." Then all the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, "That's right. As you have said, so it is our duty to do. But there are many people, it is the rainy season, and we are not able to stand in the open. Nor can the task be done in 1 or 2 days, for we have transgressed greatly in this matter. Let our leaders represent the whole assembly, and let all those in our cities who have married foreign wives come at appointed times, together with the elders and judges of each city, until the fierce anger of our God on account of this matter is turned away from us. Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jaziah, the son of Tikva, oppose this, with Meshulam and Shabbathai, the Levites, supporting them. But the exiles did so, and Ezra the priest selected men who were heads of fathers' households, for each of their fathers' households, all of them by name. So they convened on the 1st day of the 10th month to investigate the matter. And they finished investigating all the men who had married foreign wives by the 1st of the 1st month. And among the sons of the priest who had married foreign wives were found of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, Eliezer, Jerib, and Gedaliah. And they pledged to put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their offense. And of the sons of Immer, there were Hanani and Zebadiah. And of the sons of Haram, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. And of the sons of Pasher, Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nathaniel, Jozabad, and Elasa. And of Levites, there were Jozabad, Shemaiah, Keliah, that is, Kelita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eliezer. And of the singers, there was Eliashib. And of the gatekeepers, Shalem, Telem, and Uri. And of Israel, of the sons of Perosh, there were Remiah, Isaiah, Malchijah, Mijamim, Eliezer, Malchijah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. And of the sons of Zattu, Elioenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, Zabed, and Aziza. And of the sons of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athli. And of the sons of Bani, Meshulam, Malak, and Adiah, Jeshub, Sheel, and Jeremoth. And of the sons of Pahath Moab, Adna, Kelal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, Benui, and Manasseh. And of the sons of Haram, Eliezer, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shemian, Benjamin, Malak, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashem, Mattani, Matata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shemaiah. Of the sons of Benai, Maadai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Keluhai, Benaiah, Meramoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattani, Jesu, Bani, Benui, Shemai, Shalemiah, Nathan, Adaiah, Macnadibai, Sheshai, Sherai, Azarel, Shalemiah, Shemariah, Shalem, Amariah, and Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, there were Jael, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zebina, Zaddai, Joel, and Benaiah. All these had married foreign wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children. The end of the book of Ezra.